Hello, welcome to my talk, NIM Metaprogramming in the Real World. I'm Andre Van Hock. You can find me on GitHub as Treeform. Let's get into it. Why use metaprogramming? This is the question I want to answer with this talk, and I want to give you real-world example from some of the libraries that I have written. Hopefully, by the end of this talk, you'll know why and how to use metaprogramming in NIM. First, I want to get across this idea of metaprogramming power levels. And the lowest end, we have generics, which sometimes isn't even considered metaprogramming, but it is a way to get interesting functionality. Then you have templates, which is basically like code substitution, like copy-pasting code. And then finally, we have macros, which basically can do almost anything, but they're kind of hard to write, and they put you into the chair of a compiler writer. It is always a good idea to shoot for the most minimum metaprogramming power level you have. So if the problem at hand can be solved with generic, you should just use generics. If it requires templates, use templates. And if you need to use macros, use macros. But don't jump on macros right away when a simple problem can be solved in a simpler way.